The ologies, oh, the dreaded ologies, I promise they're not as hard as you may think they will be. But in this chapter, it's all about the ologies, or in other words, the study of blank. We'll be discussing four ologies in this unit, which include ontology, epistemology, axiology, and methodology. First, it may seem confusing, but at the end of the semester, you will be an expert, and I promise you've got this. First, we'll be looking at ontology, or the study of the nature of reality. So, this occurs on a spectrum. We have realism, which claims something is real because it exists physically and can be measured. Nominalism claims that something is because we have given it a name. So, a pencil is a pencil because we have given the pencil the name of a pencil. I don't know if that made sense, but by giving something a name, it becomes real. Social constructionism claims that something is real because we have all collectively agreed that it is real. So, overall, ontology is the study of what makes things real. Next, we have epistemology, or the study of the nature of knowledge. We have objective and subjective. So, objective leaves the personal viewpoint out of research, it's not very value-laden. Subjective includes personal viewpoints, so it has more values within it and is more value-laden. Axiology is a study of values, so you can be value-free or value-laden. Value-free is a decision is made without value. Value-laden is a decision that takes values into account. Usually, this is the values of the researcher. Lastly, we have methodology, and it's a study of method. How simple is that? Methodology, method. You should not get that one wrong. So our spectrum will include qualitative, which means the data recorded creates knowledge and meaning rather than measurable numeric data. So it'll be more descriptive, and you have less data because you're typically doing interviews and more things that are less measurable. We also have quantitative, which means the data collected are measures of value expressed as numbers. This type of research also concentrates on the rational, patterned order of social life. Lastly, I know we also have meta theory, and I bet you can't guess what it means. Meta theory is the theory about theory. Come on, we have to have a theory about theory. Overall, those are the ologies, and I hope they're not too confusing. It's a very brief overview, and by the end of the semester, you will know them so well.